Blog Talk Radio.
New low price.
Nice.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
That's what I'm talking about.
Whippy, whippy, whippy.
Oh, I get it. Because you're so strong.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Yeah.
Get new Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Now cost less than glass.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
This is a product of WBNN. This is Informational Guru by Antonia Batts, and I am your host, Antonia Batts. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, call in at 516-453-9133. Please press number 1#. To join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia and Radio Tag WBNN. Tonight's show is titled, Coronavirus is Surging as Usual on Both Sides of the World. It has its good and bad days, weeks, months. Being unpredictable, it causes many deaths, but it is not deadly as usual. Why? And are vaccines still free? And the economy is under attack. Who may be responsible for all of this, in other words? And Ukraine is still under attack by Russia. So are other countries, even by some of their own militia groups from their own country. Plus, guns and weapon assaults, especially in the United States. As usual, innocent citizens receive unpredictable, deadly attacks. Yesterday, an 18-year-old killed 10, injured 3, outside a market in Buffalo, New York. He was arrested. We'll discuss that further. And global warming is performing its countdown. Climate change is a really bothersome situation, and it is right around the corner before something could happen to most recent things that were tracked on the weather, of course, because of several tragedies across the nation. So do not forget to vote. A few important elections will face off in the primaries this Tuesday, tomorrow, here in Pennsylvania, is one of them. Please take it seriously. Good evening, everyone. After 2 years of coronavirus, it has become so overbearing to millions of people. It extended beyond the United States. This was something that was we talked about all over the world. Most of us are tired of mask wearing outside of our homes every time we step out of the home. Some of us are tired of playing a guessing game to whether we have to wear or not wear masks on or off the public transportation lines. And some of us are surprised that the surges that we're speaking of tonight extend into other countries as we speak, and countries we didn't even know that were receiving similar situations. And it was because they may not be a member of the NATO organization, the National Alliance of Treaty organization, that extends its boundaries to other countries if they are interested in being one of the members and sending their representatives. But no matter where it is, all over the world, there was a surge everyone may or may not be affected by. Some countries have very good recovery from the disease. For example, it has been said China, they probably account for the fact that they've been diligently on top of the matter. But to my understanding, some of the recorded information was said it was because some of the, a lot of the population has been harassed and into recovery before they were even able to get that under control. But unfortunately, there were too many people who had to die in record numbers, not only in that country, but in countries across the world, and it has cost a fortune. And more important, it had caused personal grief. Well, it is said that the United States have made its 1 million plus mark that was predicted by Biden and the persons who pretty much manages the CDC portion of the recovery team through the CDC, Center for Disease Control. The 1 million mark was anticipated by the end of this May, and there is another anticipated mark by January. So please, because it just because it is the winter months, you don't want to underestimate the possibility of a surge. This is a predictable issue that is expected around that time if things do not go into remission. And it is related to different strains of coronavirus that we have mentioned in the past. So that is pretty much similar to the elimination, that 1 million mark, to equate to a whole metropolitan city's population. Pretty much it's the amount of people that if you were to ever hear of big cities, even here in the United States, you can say it has eliminated, that disease has eliminated that many people all in one, maybe more for all we know. So much of the suffering affected the family and friends of the disease, and we all had laid helplessly until it was mentioned that there was a vaccine that was released carrying our cells, RNA cells, ribonucleic acid cells, that had been molded into what we needed to make some of the disease to go into remission and decrease the amount of deaths. It was said that this disease started in Wuhan, China, and or maybe Italy, but it didn't matter wherever it had started, no matter where it had started. Each country had needed to be of assistance to not only handling their matter, but the matter across the world, because all it does is re-manifest itself and become cyclical and rotate and come right back through other countries when you least expect for it to show up. There were many countries that were even worse off because of the terrible lack of economic of advisement and or assistance that they could have received and materials they could have received in order to pretty much eliminate the whole matter. But, Patrice, not only were they at a misfortune for not having the funding, but not having the proper persons to converse with them and lend their support fast enough. So as a result, it took a lot longer for the healing process to occur, but it has been said it has improved because we'll give an example here in the United States. There's less hospitalization and there are less deaths the door. The whole matter isn't eliminated altogether. So hopefully if there are any countries that have any excess materials, they can pretty much give to neighboring countries to decrease the spread of the virus. Don't just be merely hospitable. Be cognizant that that disease can come back to take a turn and unfortunately spread again. At what degree, we don't know. Now, even though that worldwide catastrophe allowed us to get through the matter and decrease the amount of catastrophes that have been created along the way, we still have to deal with the issue of can we fly on the airplane, of course, or can we not fly? Is the oxygen duct system safe? Some of the personnel in the CEO level had assured us that we can fly safely, or at least more safe than it was with countries. It has been said that they have the checkpoint systems to make sure that they check for any signs of virus items or virus on persons who go through the checkpoint system. So they want you to be more cognizant about that. Now, here in the United States, we do have public transportation that we have to rely on, amongst buses, the trains, and other forms of transportation. And they all have rules that are different from each other. The least I suggest is that you still do wear a mask, mostly because the mask may be required. Some masks are considered stronger than others. People do like the masks, but for whatever reason, they do not offer the same protection as the more hospital-like masks that are available, and they're normally mostly blue and white or pink and white or just white on white because of the materials they are made with. The purpose of wearing a mask is not to annoy you, but unfortunately, I've seen times when there have been people who pretty much use that as a way to annoy some people. Just try to overlook the fact that they obviously don't get the whole picture and, you know, do your best in cooperating. The masks are meant to not only protect yourself, but other people, including your loved ones. Now, CNN newsroom, they say that of those vaccinated people who died from a breakthrough, there's a growing number of COVID deaths. So if they're vaccinated, why are they dying? That's a good question. And that was a May the 11th report of this year, 2022. They said, but if you get your booster shots, they will substantially lower the risk through the case of COVID-19 in the months of January and February to come. That must mean the year 2023, which is really just less than a third of the people out here at this present time accounted for. They said they have received a booster shot. And that was according to a CNN analysis of data from the United States CDC, which is Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And they said that the remaining two-thirds of the people have only received their primary series. Primary series is actually just another way of just saying the first two shots that they ask you to get, which are, if they're a two-part type of shot, which would be, for example, Moderna or the others that have been put out there, you can actually say if you got your two first shots, at least that's a good start. They highly recommend the second, and they're on the fourth. And some people say, how do you know you need a booster shot again? Well, according to sources, they say anywhere from 2 to 5 months, it is recommended. Some people are leery of going into the fourth shot, but, you know, they're permitted to wait a while just to make sure. Excuse the interruption, everyone. I had a disconnection that occurred, and I'm just hoping that you all can just bear with me. Thank you very much. So the risk of dying from COVID, they said, is still about 5 times higher for unvaccinated people than it is for those vaccinated with at least their primary series. So they're still out there advocating amongst the CDC people and everyone they send to you about recommending that you seriously consider quota, who is 5 times higher of possibly contracting coronavirus still. They also said, but there's a significant disparity by a level of vaccinated people who do or do not get the shots. When they speak of disparity, they mean the difference of the various people. They fluctuate. They're up and down. They're left and right. You don't know how many people actually are going to go out there and do what they think is necessary to avoid the virus. They said when adjusted for age, people vaccinated with only their initial series face about 3 times greater risk of dying than those who have the booster shot. So obviously it's about somewhere maybe two-thirds way there in giving you the protection you need. So the CDC encourages people to be up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations, which includes getting boosters at the appropriate time, but still defines a person to be fully vaccinated if they receive it at least during their initial vaccination series. But this week, a senior Biden administrator official was more direct. He said all adults need a third shot. It is said that vaccination is the best way for individuals to protect themselves against COVID-19, and the protection is effective with at least 3 shots. They said others had emphasized the importance of boosters to save lives also. In other words, there's still more of a highly recommended need to receive booster shots by not only medical personnel, but personnel out in the public. You'd be surprised who believe in them and have no problem displaying the fact they carry their booster card in case ever needed in an area they don't want to get turned away. And I strongly suggest you do that, because I almost seen where people who did not have their card on them, they did have to get turned away from certain environments. They said almost no one in this country should be dying from COVID with up-to-date vaccinations and appropriate antiviral treatment. That was said by Dr. Robert Califf, Commissioner of the United States Food and Drug Administration, Saturday on CNN Newsroom. They said, but what we should be worried about is getting the boosters that we need to stay up to date. So with the new variants, in other words, everybody, remember I told you one time, these evolutions are constantly evolving. It may be, for example, the Mu COVID variant one day and the Delta the next, or whatever other strains that evolve as they pretty much float through the ecosystem. We don't have unnecessary deaths and hospitalizations if we do what we're supposed to do, it has been said. So also, it was asked, how much will COVID-19 vaccines cost in Pennsylvania? I use that as an example, you know, being here where I am, for a good reason, because I just wanted to add what it is expected, hopefully what's going on in your area. And it says, for the vaccine doses purchased with American dollars will be provided by the federal government at no cost. No cost, everyone, still to this date, but that was back in April 11th of 2022. You know that they're still currently holding that position about not charging anyone, mostly because it's obvious. This is not a money-making scheme. This is a particular service provided to make sure everyone can hopefully not be affecting another person or even themselves. So being told that it hasn't been told that same information everywhere across this nation, it should be consistently the same. And the same should be really expressed across the world, obviously, because this is a worldwide dilemma. Just recently, a lesser mentioned country regarding this dilemma, along with some others, is North Korea. And that has been reported by CNN because they are noticing that there's information being disseminated about Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un is North Korea's president, and they definitely wanted to be let it be known that he's mobilizing North Korea's military in response to COVID-19 outbreak. It is understood that they are confronting a major outbreak that has recently occurred in its country as of recent times. Now, North Korea, being a separate country from South Korea at this moment, obviously it is not a secret that they are more private about the way they handle their country and the various things that occur there. But it has been revealed because of the severity of many people dying, I'm quite sure, that North Korea is in need of assistance, just like any other country, when it comes to having the cooperation of other countries to see that they are taking COVID-19 as not an opinionated way of being able to serve the people of a country, a realistic matter that can not only affect them, but if there were ever any travels outside of there who it may affect, they don't know. Now, just like I had mentioned earlier on the subject matter of China, China is supposed to be reporting zero outbreaks. China is a very huge country also, and zero outbreaks is an odd number to report back to, considering that was where it supposedly had originated in one of the cities there in China. So keep in mind, as I said, it's an up-and-down process. It's an in-and-out and a roundabout process. So keep in mind, everyone, the more we are definitely on top of ourselves, if you don't do the vaccine, your person who is into the holistic side of handling your matter, if it's keeping you alive and no one has been affected by you and you still exercise just basic chances to keep safe, by all means, whatever works for you is something positive. It's a step in the right direction. Hopefully you can get the approval of the persons that you live around to make sure everyone remains safe. I do have a person that I know, she said that a relative, her father, would not allow her to come for the holiday with her family because everyone in their household is vaccinated. She and her family is not, and there's several states over. And the person who he does not allow persons unvaccinated to come through had coincidentally came across somebody who has a similar situation to his and his family members. As a result, that person had died, and so had maybe one or two other relatives within their family. So it really varies from house to house. Nothing is a solid recommendation, but we hope you make your judgment wise. Standards be set to hopefully accommodate your not only household, but your distant relatives, and you can respectfully just converse about it until the whole matter subsides in whatever year we hope that is predicted to subside. Hopefully it'll be this year. So as it has been reported as of about 3 months ago, the economy in the United States, we have encountered severe inflation. The United States needing to assist less fortunately the country of Ukraine, who are under attack by Russia, as it has been declared. And with that understanding of the NATO organization, National Alliance for Treaty Organization, they have moved to help them survive by working with the United States' need to financially shift the world trade that could definitely help the Ukrainians. But some people say maybe, just maybe, it has imposed on our ability to survive as we normally do. But I'm hearing other reports to say, if that is the situation or not, there are other things to add into the equation. So for those who are definitely lockstep with us about what I'm speaking of, you know, I'm sure you've heard of the bigger ticket items like fuel and like baby formula, which is expected to last for weeks to come, as being some of the biggest subject matters that have been recently discussed. Now, don't think for a minute fuel and baby formula, it just stops there. Practically any and everything that can be increased, whether it is in the market or with products, for those who don't make much to survive, it has hit them dearly. Their ability to survive is bad, and it's getting worse. And as a result, they would like to know, how is the president tending on turning this whole matter around? It already had been announced at one point over the media, the people who were really responsible for increasing the inflation, and we're not speaking of the Ukrainians, we're talking about the, if you would like to call them CEOs or whatever, they do not have any intentions of, even when the war stops and there's no need to keep the world trade subdued, that they said they have no intention of reversing inflation. Some people will consider this indignant. Some people will consider this a slap in the face of the people over here on this side of the globe, considering that some people here, for a household to survive, they can't pay for their basic expenses, feed the family, whatever, off the minuscule amount of money that's been deemed, as they refer to it, the minimum wage that has been given to us. So what have they been doing over several months here? They've been pretty much arguing the issue minimum wage should have been shifted, because it was never livable wages. Livable wages, I understand, for some, they say maybe $15 per hour. Don't look anywhere else, because after all, keep in mind, cost of living shifts a lot differently than yours. So, you know, the requirement to survive is different. And they said, well, even that's not really considered a living wage. Somebody had asked me, what do I consider? I said, well, if you pull out the books, I said, and you do an accurate account of what it takes to have to pay for even miscellaneous items for yourself and or your family, I said, depending on where you are at from case to case on a case-by-case basis, it's really hard to say, but I've heard anywhere from $23 to $32 an hour. But that shouldn't be where people should have to remain to work in order to meet their need to be able to not only succeed, but live the American dream, as it has been called at one time. So in consideration of the economy, I hope that there's somebody who's in the administration of Biden would realistically and honestly, let's just say, receive the input. And I found out what grassroots means. Grassroots means just the general consensus of the average everyday person who have input. But we have to be concerned about making sure that this doesn't just start and end as special interest groups who have intentions of what this economy can help get us to be able to survive here in this country, to admit to what is right and what is possibly right. So with that being said, I hope that so many people let it be understood that we definitely can still support other countries if we can, but we have to keep in mind there are people over here suffering as well. And once they get through that human suffering, there may be times where, you know, we can all create a more reasonable way to say that we can survive if we pretty much study and continue to get people to vote. We want people to vote here because we don't vote for people just to be able to put money in our pocket. We vote for people to make sure they understand that we don't have to conform to anything that isn't right for those of us who try to do what is right out here and what we have been able to add to the economy, the community, or whatever you can contribute to. So consider that. Voting has for a long time been near and dear to my heart as a kid. And at 18, I couldn't wait to get behind the voting machine and do what I have to do, which is obviously listen to what the different constituents. I didn't really know enough of it, but, you know, I did get an opportunity to resort to reading the newspapers and finding out who may stand for what in what areas to make me hopefully pull the right lever for that individual. Now, whether I was right or wrong, that was a different story. You know, there's also something called absentee ballots. Absentee ballots, I have used an absentee ballot once while I was away in the service, and so it helped the voting process. As far as the other method of voting, the mail-in ballots, well, I don't have an opinion because some people say it's a good thing. Some people say no, that people should get out there and vote. You know, it's easy for people to tell people that they should get out there, I'd rather believe. But if you tell people they should have the capacity to get out and vote and act as a responsible citizen, they don't know what a person's medical challenges may be or inability to go maybe because they're in a different place at a different time. And it doesn't require absentee, but just merely a mail-in ballot. Then on the other hand, mail-in ballots, they say, were an inefficient way of being able to serve its purpose. So you have those people who challenge that. That will be an issue, I'm sure, that people will consider whether it's important or not because of the inability for many people who are registered to vote. Truthfully, they have not made it to the polls. I won't mention the particular region or district, but there was an area that had either 600 or 6,000 people registered to vote, and the person anonymously, they said that 60 people was a good turnout. I said, so in other words, all those other hundreds and thousands of people in just a single district, they're trying to tell you that they have their valid reasons for not going out to vote, which may be not the valid reasons of how the overall population should be in that area. You know, you can always register. Well, you can always try to advocate young adults to learn how to learn the need for trying to see what individuals can have to say that convince them that will be a good person to pull a lever for or hit the voting button for as an individual. So they can learn how to become a positive to not only the environment of their community, but their personal households, and hopefully have a more civilized environment out there. That's what's important, that people respond to what's good for the good of whatever the community represents. You know, this is not something that I'm peacefully bowing to for the sake of hoping that it works for me. I'm just hopefully letting you know the effects of voting. And if you can't seem for some reason to have any cooperation to maybe have a particular store in your environment or services in your environment or the transportation line to be altered to accommodate you in your environment, just keep in mind if you don't vote, you may not get what you need. Some people will actually say, well, votes don't count. Well, some people say that's an easy person's way out, and that vote will obviously go to the other person. So please take that into consideration, and we definitely will appreciate it. Now, I would like to hopefully introduce something, and then additionally still would like to make sure I address sex trafficking at some given point if I've had only a couple of minutes left, because human trafficking still real. I didn't get a chance to introduce it, but that's okay. My intentions are good because, there are people out here who are less fortunate, and human trafficking have been part of a widespread situation across the whole world for many years. We pray for them, and we hope there are less deaths that are being served under human sex trafficking or human trafficking, period. But I just wanted to mention, in the United States, I just wanted to mention the issue of gun and weapon assaults have increased immensely. Why is it increasing? There's no absolute single answer. It may be performed by persons who, which is mentioned at the top of the list, mentally inept persons. You'd be surprised how some people, even of adult ages, how they have an egomaniac, attitude about where they should be in lines of importance, consider that an immaturity. Well, yes, an extreme immaturity. But I just want to use an example. As of today and yesterday, there was an attack in Buffalo, New York, by a young man who killed 10 people at a small market area called Reliable Market, and he had injured 3 people. He was like only 18. Get to arrest him. But we have heard many times if he was a minority, as in maybe black person, maybe Hispanic, maybe whatever, he would have been killed in the process. So it has been an extreme outcry, even on behalf of the newscasters and political persons, about who this foolish young man had affected by going to that market. To give you a brief history, he, went to school. He was all to himself sometimes, and there were times he actually was working at the market. He worked there for a few months, and he worked and eventually left the job. And what he did, and there were other things that transpired in between. Well, he claimed he was a part of a group, not a specific, in so many other ways he expressed it. He has written it on the side of the gun that he allegedly had and used. I have to use allegedly because of the media discussing it in that form until the court trial pretty much takes its turn. Now, I will say there was a time then that persons like himself had been assumed to have been taught these matters by, they would say at home, but in, at home really meant in the community or by somebody who pretty much coerced him. But, you know, coerced or not, you know, having your hand on the trigger pretty much tells the story. They just released the faces of the pictures of at least about seven or eight persons who were killed. And there were times that people have said, you know, he was a peculiar acting young fellow in school. He was also a person who was given a mental health profile that had showed that he had issues. There was something about being under observation for about a month and some days, possibly. And then he was released, and he was even allowed to purchase guns, even though there is a law, not only in that state, New York, but other places, that would say that he should not have been able to make that purchase. So they feel as though that was just a sliding of the laws to be able to make sure he did not receive any guns from there on because of things, I'm quite sure. So the school was being blamed partially, if I'm not mistaken, for not, you know, maybe tracking this young man's intentions of becoming a normal citizen and not affecting anybody. But the list of things go on and on. So I can't actually state, you know, his accountability, but just relay to you that they're finding bits and pieces of why he probably was motivated. Either way, he just took lives. And so they're going to go through whatever proceedings they have to make sure they try to disencourage this across the country. But they said the following day, yesterday or today, there was a Asian community that was attacked, and it was not referred to like this situation I just mentioned as a racially profiled situation. It was, I believe, in California at a church. And the person who had killed one person and injured several others at that location was a person who was 60 years old. And he was Asian also. So at this given point, it only going to show you that people who have criminal-minded intentions, and age has no barriers, no limits, no genders, most likely once in a blue moon, no genders, and so on and so forth. If you feel as though you see somebody who looks like they have erratic behavior, you know, talk to somebody in your community about it. And with two examples, as well as many others that have been pretty much reported on just recently by the media, it'll only go to show you a lot of people, they happen to overlook the possibilities of ways things can be detected, all because people don't realize that, well, not to hold people under suspicion, just because a person looks like they don't feel well, but if they just appear to have issues, you know, maybe if you knew somebody as a minister, I don't know about political representatives under the politicians, that you could say, no, is this considered normal? You know, don't go around creating a sense of paranoia amongst people. Because after all, the whole situation can take a different turn and be imposed upon somebody who you least expect for it to happen. With that being said, I hope that people just take into consideration. If you see a person wear a full set of camis and a camouflage cap, as this young man has worn for that particular day, it's not to be understood that he would do something. But there, if anyone were out there who remember the time they were mentioning around 2011, whatever, if you see a strange bag on the subway or whatever, or subway platform or, you know, anywhere, you know, to report it. As a result, a lot of reports, I'm quite sure, have been submitted, and people were able, say, packages were able to be seized, which was a good move. Now, in this particular case, he may have had, for all you know, inside of a bag or a special cloth bag slung over his shoulder, the assault rifle that was used in this whole process. And by the way, one politician said the assault rifles are supposed to be used for not for hunting and not for people, but, you know, whenever they used to be used in wartime situations. Who would sell an assault rifle to anybody out here and they're not serving in a war zone? So that ought to automatically tell you, you still have gun owners, or say, excuse me, salespersons, who are not being responsible as to what they sell, especially with somebody they don't know well enough. And that should be an issue that should be addressed. It's not about me and the issue of gun control or whatever, but it's about having the whole matter analyzed and looked at realistically. I hope that people will take into consideration that they should not have to walk along the city streets or the town streets or the village streets or whatever and have to duck because, you know, you hear the sound of a pop go off. I mean, I've seen animals scared and leery when they heard a slight pop go off. I said, we don't want to live in a paranoid environment because, you know, in reality, this is not how it's supposed to be for us to live in reasonably decent environments. So I hope that everyone take that into consideration and become serious about it. This is not a joke because there are people out there, they said now, since coronavirus. Now, this is where I'm suspicious. I don't understand what coronavirus had to do with this, but they said since coronavirus, there have been more people registering for gun licenses and buying more guns since then. Now, we're not going to blame that on corona because, after all, it's a totally different subject. I will say this much. I have a respect for the arts, but I've noticed that within the past approximately maybe 15 years or so, more sellings of the, what are those game consoles that are, you know, people are purchasing often, which range in approximately $250 on up, and the cartridges or however, or the programs, you know, they have a different price. And I'm sure they're fun, but it was around that time when they became more graphic, and as time went on, people have been addressing that on television. And the 18-year-old, he's around that age when I'm quite sure been really manifesting itself for people to play those games, you know, the attack assault rifle games. I heard a report once, someone, he had said, well, it could teach the kids if they grow up and go into the service, at least they don't have to be trained or retrained in order to be able to learn how to, you know, shoot a gun, for example, or whatever other tactics they teach them. But some of them, you have to keep in mind, you're dealing with an immature mind, minds that pretty much are not expected to disseminate what they should really be on track doing until, so they said by scientific reports, approximately, not absolutely, age 25, for example. I don't have the accurate numbers, so don't say I gave you the accurate numbers, please, because I'm only going by what I heard. And if playing a video game or a streamed game, downloading it, however they do it, and using that for practice, for working to see if they'll go into the military towards that, or you know, that's just really, in a sense, a lame excuse, because realistically, there's not that much military training out there in the world necessary for you to just live an everyday life, because, you know, the numbers of people and compared going into the military compared to the people that are out there who are leaving school, grade school, are that massive that these grade schoolers are not considering other jobs out there. Some may want to aspire to be a pastor at a church, for example, the way their family structure has tended to lead them, for example. That's just a mere example. Some may want to work in retail, you know, the industry of retail. Some have other aspirations. You know, there's too many millions of jobs out there that are available. So we don't need any convincing that that's a healthy way to play. We can't, you know, appear to put a cap on how much of that, let's just say, viewing of videos and or streamed, downloaded, however, information we can obtain. But at least talk to your politicians and tell them how they would hope through meetings within your community, they can help give a healthier attitude to these children who don't understand the head of them when they have to take on the responsibilities of society, and hopefully in a healthy mental way, so they can understand that that is not a way to live, and this is what fills some jail cells, as you can see, and God knows whatever else is expected to happen to them as a result of these particular crimes that they commit. As for the adults, they have different things on a different level in a lot of cases, and that is when they have the person who will properly analyze them and hope that they can help them work out some matters. So if you can get to them, to the kids, talk to pastors. Ask them how can you have meetings to, you know, make sure these things are taken seriously, because if you don't, there are going to be more murders. And not to scare you, but walking along the street won't be the same thing as what we've always had the opportunity to experience over the years, about being able to walk the store or just have a peaceful walk in the park, because somebody's mindset may tell them that they should execute that type of behavior, the mind of a person who's mentally plagued with all the wrong decisions. So with that being said, I hope you talk to your politicians and tell them your opinion. You can't talk to everybody, maybe, but there's always somebody to reach out to. And whether if you're a member of their organization or not, just tell them that you would like to have a meeting or something. For those who have an involvement in gun control, or at least addressment. So for that being said, be adamant. Don't forget to vote, as I mentioned before. May I also finally say that regarding the subject of global warming is not a fad. It's like some people may think that it'll come and go away. There have been more reports massive burnings of brush fires that has swept this nation, on mostly coming from the west side of the nation or the Midwest. And people don't even realize that they could just be sparked out of, at a moment's notice. And there's going to be, I'm sure, the continuance by the Biden administration to stay on top of the matter of making sure those brush fires are not only dealt with by the infrastructure, but hopefully by the persons who are members of the communities that they live in, as they, for example, acquire more housing up in various areas amongst more wooded areas. There's the issue of the hurricanes. Now, we cannot prove that Mother Nature is guilty of all the hurricanes that occur across the planet, but there have been other issues that have pointed to the reason why the various waterways and streamways have pretty much occurred to when it came to the usage of, how do they call it, the atmosphere, the stratosphere, the hemisphere, and when some of the industrial matter waste is spewing up into the air. And yes, those spheres can actually come down here to Earth and change the direction of the water flows, contrary to what some people may think. I'm not a global analyst, but I will say, you know, anybody who can see how that can possibly happen, yes, it has been once reported that a particular Asian nation has had 35%, this is years ago, maybe a couple or a few decades ago, it has had an ozone layer effect. The erosion was like either 25 or 30%, which means the protection from the sun rays will be affected. And for all you know, possibly the direction that the air streams and the earth has been affected to be able to create, you know, things by way of tsunamis or whatever. So we're just hoping and praying that our wonderful scientists stay on top of those matters and continue to not sleep on the fact that, you know, we need to talk about how people may or may not be reckless about keeping the waterway system healthy and the flow of manufacturers that will pretty much affect the way that we live. Additionally, the tornadoes. We have had so many tornadoes that had occurred all over this country. We can't do anything about it, true, but we can also just keep an eye out on it, because you never know when just your concern may say, wow, well, if this is what the pattern is, that the tornadoes are, you know, coming about, and if it's affected by very unhealthy ways of living, the industry having us live around them, you know, let's pay attention to these things. So with that being said, I thank you very much for taking all of this into consideration, because if we were smart, we would take into consideration NATO, the corporations, the office of the different constituents that are around. They're here to serve us, whether they do it honestly or not, according to some media reports. And we have to make sure that, yes, we may not have much to work with, but we count too, and we are responsible for our own family. I hope that in the future, see a reversal of this approximate time frame. They're saying things will be not able to be reversed, that are catastrophes that occur by the way of global warming and climate control, things of that nature, because after all, I look at how when no one does not what they should do, but only what they are materially driven for will only not affect their families, but their families' families. You know, I made a statement recently, and I said, I know God has walked with me. I say that because he's walked with many of us. Or some people say God is a she. Someone could address that later on if they'd like to. I'll leave it at that. And when God has, to me, given us the opportunity to do what's right, how do they say it in the Bible? You know, given us the free will, why don't we just go ahead and use it? You know, if children, for example, in a, let's just say, recreational environment would like to make a little science project, and you, people who run that community center or whatever can give them an accommodation, a reward or a certificate to just say you participated in scientific projects that can help them make their minds better and see life for what it really is and see the contributions they can make and hopefully keep themselves peacefully protected. I hope you, by all means, take it very seriously because, after all, God has walked with many of us in many ways. We may not have a lot to show for it, but we will have the ability to keep going forward and making things better for ourselves, hopefully, if we learn how to continue things in the right directions, hopefully make contributions. And if you don't, hopefully learn from some of it. Things are, in the name of science, they can actually become pretty much scientific projects that can enlighten people or give them a conversation, something worthwhile to talk about. I know it has helped me tremendously to pay attention to people who have an interest in science. Just tell me that I can converse with someone, whether it's at a bus stop or wherever it may be. And I've seen people walking away being happy to have something else to talk about other than the usual, social problems that they encountered or have seen other people encounter. Not that that's bad. It's just that it's some calls of life that they can really say something positive about. So consider that. And I did want to hopefully address the subject matter of human sex trafficking, and only because I've heard some unfortunate, pretty wild stories. Not many, thank goodness, but enough to let me know that this stuff is real, and you leave it up to some people, it won't go anywhere. You know, it's so peculiar. I was listening to a TMZ report. It's a show that comes on about a person who was an actress on a show called Martin. She was the girlfriend to the fella a while back. And she said just recently, and she's been out there for a while, her name was Tisha Campbell. She said that she was, I'm not sure if it was an Arab port or whatever, and somebody tried to abduct her in the name of human sex trafficking. Now, keep in mind, if they do that to a person that's famous, imagine what they'll do to a person who's just totally unaware, naive, caught off guard, or whatever you can imagine. She said that, you know, however the person was who tried to nudge her in a direction that they wanted her to go, she was almost put into an uncompromising situation where they were going to attempt to abduct her. People can do that under the guise of being an average traveler like yourself. Imagine people who are just, for example, they have children out there, and the children are just so foolish until they call themselves running away from home, and they'll do like what I saw, be a 15-year-old dressed in regular clothing, laying down in an environment that are amongst a homeless population, possibly most of them will be. And you never know who may have came out of a violent situation, who could abduct that child and the child come up missing. I'm just using the child as an example. Female, male, maybe. And there's no such thing as being careful enough into watching how, without having to be paranoid, but just watching and, you know, teaching your children that in reality you have people out there who will make sure you disappear and never come back. So I hope that you seriously take into consideration, it's no joke out here, and I don't want to see anybody become a victim of circumstance because people do not share pertinent information that is really not much to reach out to an average human being and saying to them, and I do care, even if I don't know you, because you never know when you may need somebody. And when that time comes, maybe you can be that angel in disguise, so to speak. Not speaking religiously, just being, you know, a person who share little satires and share how you can be viewed to them. I've heard people say to various people, oh, God must have sent you as an angel, you know, things like that, of course. And with that being said, they're just saying that to say because in an unexpected way, they didn't realize positive things can happen to them by just running into somebody who just took 2 seconds or 2 minutes, rather, to just share something that may keep them safe. It's not to say that you could trust everybody, but at least rationalize things and you'll get through life better. So that's what I'd like to share regarding that. So with that being said, I would like to say, producer Ngozi, that will pretty much be my contribution for the night to the wonderful people out there who are listening. And if anyone had a question, they're welcome to it. And if they don't, I would like to consider this a positive wrap-up. And hope that people will take these things into consideration, because these are not my opinions. These are things that I had held under observation, and hoping that with doing so, it can hopefully, you know, make life more easier for some people.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Antonia, tonight for your outstanding thesis and uninterrupted thesis. You know, this is an editorial. The views and comments, what I'm about to say, definitely, you know what, the hell, I own the network. If you guys out there who are carrying, you know, concealed weapons, and you just do me a favor, protect your people. I don't care what color they are, protect your people. Definitely the ones who have always been, you know, systematically eradicated. You're there with your family, you're going to a market. Watch your surroundings. That's why you carry a firearm, okay? Watch your surroundings. Protect your family. Someone comes in, an active shooter, make sure that your family is protected. Don't be caught off guard, okay? You have the right as a good citizen to shoot that person who's trying to kill anybody else. Hide out, get into your trainings, cover hiding, take him out. I hate to say it like that because I wish someone was trained on Sunday. I really do. Because what happened should have never happened. Should have never happened. Sunday, I think it was Sunday. Yeah, it was Sunday. It should have never happened. Somebody should have either, you know, disarmed him or neutralized him. Please, guys, guys who are law-abiding citizens who carry firearms, make sure that you watch your surroundings on a constant basis. Period. All the time, no matter where you go, no matter how you're sitting, no matter if you're in the Applebee's, you're chilling. Make sure that the primary person, male or female, your children, make sure you're facing, if you can, face the door. Have the kids face you. But you face that door and watch your surroundings. You don't know. You don't know. Yet mental illness is a problem. It's a problem. Whether you're racist, non-racist, or whatever, racist. You got people in your home that you know are not right. Try to get them mental health. Mental illness is not a joke. You know your baby ain't right. Make sure that they become right. But if they're not right, and they go out there in the world and cause havoc, make sure that you guys who are law-abiding citizens protect your family if you're carrying a firearm. If you're carrying a firearm, you should always be on guard. Why are you carrying that firearm? If you're not carrying, if you don't believe in guns, you shouldn't be on guard, right? But if you're carrying a firearm, you should be on guard at all times, no matter where you are, especially even going to the grocery store. Because as we learned in Buffalo, somebody else had a gun in there that took him out. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm being real. This guy not only had mental illness, but he was a racist with mental illness. And he had a premeditated situation where he wanted to kill. So I just wish someone else was in there as he was shooting with a pop gun too. Because guess what? Maybe somebody else's life right now instead of 10. It's a shame to say, it might have been just 5 or 6. It might have just been 4. Or he might have just hit the 1. But if someone was paying attention, in there as they look, see him come in. Because he ain't going to shoot everybody. He ain't going to spoil everybody. He's, you know, he's picking off one at a time. I'm telling you guys, you got to be alert, man, where you are going. If you're going to, no matter where you are. I just said, you know, a few nights ago, last week, I had a friend of mine who was sucked back into a bad relationship and was killed by a boyfriend. Okay, update, that man has been caught. Woe is him when he gets to the penitentiary. Woe is him because it's almost set. Woe is him as he gets to the penitentiary. But I'm glad that he's got caught. Justice. You know, whatever just justice is, has been served at this time. Please, guys, please, please, please. And I know I'm harping and harping, but those who are conscientious, law-abiding citizens that carry firearms, protect your family. Protect your family. The life you save might be your own. I own the network. I say what I said. Love me. Tomorrow night, we come right back here with a outstanding young lady who has graduated to primetime status. If you're looking for somebody else, she ain't going to be here. Tomorrow night, Shannon Staton and, you know, her show tomorrow will be here. Outspoken Live, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here at WBNN. We have advertisers doing Ghost of Time, Multimedia, Pinterest, of course, Twitter, of course, Instagram, and Ghost of Time. All of them in the labor goes yet. Facebook, any comments you have, so wonderful program tonight, Ola Delay.com goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Protect your family. Ola Delay Malay, we're just saying goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there on our Porch Radio. Support us on a constant basis. And now back to the 2020 International Net Radio Hall of Fame. Broadcaster nominee, Miss Antonia Bass. Antonia, mind the clock. You have 2 minutes left to go on the program.
Thank you. Now, I just wanted to say, when I gave the reports that I have, it's just a little something for you to capitalize off on in case it's an area you think you'd like to discuss it with other people, or maybe you can tell them you heard it here first. So with that being said, I would like to just say, you know, if I'm here next month, because I am going to go for a specific medical checkup, and I'm just, you know, hoping for the best, and don't feel alarmed, because I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do, and if God's willing, I can be here next month and see what I can share with you then, and I wish you all the best. I hope you all stay on top of taking care of yourselves and your communities, and realize that, you know, this earth wasn't put here for just one of us or some of us. We can all sort of work some things out if we just sort of try to not remain ignorant to the things that occur out there. So I want you all to have a good 2 months, excuse me, possibly, hopefully just 1 month. But depending on my circumstances, it'll be good to talk to you again. And you take care. Godspeed. Good night.